Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's Soul Power Church Hour. As we ready ourselves, I am playing for soul music in the background. We are thankful and appreciate all worldwide first-time listeners and all the time listeners joining us this evening of Gullah Soul Music as Gullah Soul Music this Thursday evening, December the 2nd, 2021, while entering the vault with a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, composer, playwright. He's doing some of everything. Mr. Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from none other than Freeport, Texas. My name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Faku Designs at www.anaisfalcour.com. And we are broadcasting to you worldwide. So welcome, 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 everyone. Continue hitting that follow/subscribe button from your social media platforms, or go directly to n1m.com/LEEALSTON, which is number one music, Lee Alston, as we are trying to reach 500,000 profile views by the end of this year, which I believe we're going to make it. So give a quick shout out and come and show some love to Lee Alston at 516-418-5857. So when you tune in, let your friends know to tune in as well. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And share the link from LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or just text your friends. Say, hey, I'm listening to Lee. And if you want to reach out to him, you can contact him at email at Lee Alston, LEEALSTON 1970.LA@gmail.com. Yes, sir. So for soul music, yes, sir. That's what we are listening to. It's some for the soul tonight. We're going to hear the soul power for the church hour. So we're going to get down. Yes, that's for your soul. So get ready for some church music. Get ready, y'all, for that soul music, some church music, CHU, CH, church music. Yes, here we go for this evening. Ready?
Yes, y'all.
Yeah.
This is Gullah Soul Radio. The Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip-hop, soul music, yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music. We need Jesus after this week. So go ahead and meet and greet the people. Amen? Yeah, man. Come on now.
Hey, everybody,
greet them,
everybody,
greet them, greet
man. Them. Everybody, LOL, y'all, man. Y'all welcome to join us tonight. Man, we have a church service tonight, man. You're in the right place, the right time, wherever your time zone is right now. Man, you're definitely, man, tuning in at the right scope, man. You're in the right zone right now, man. I'm all up in here in your atmosphere, like always, man. Uh-huh. It's Friday night on a Thursday. And, man, I'm glad y'all joined in because we're going to get our praise on tonight. Man, I'm thankful for Ms. Inez, my co-host, coming with me tonight again, man. And my son, my wife, I know she's hanging over in the cup. She got her new phone,
yes,
so I think she's trying to put that out. And so hopefully she'll be on with us tonight, man. But hey, man, y'all, we here. We got some praise for y'all. We got some praise music, Gullah Soul style. So, man, y'all been tuning in all this time. Thank y'all for tuning in. And for my new subscribers on this week, I had so many subscribers come to numbermusic.com. So many new subscribers, man. Worldwide.
Yes.
I say worldwide, I mean for countries I can't even
name.
Worldwide. We got new subscribers that came on numbermusic.com, subscribing to my network. LinkedIn. Oh, my gosh. Y'all are blowing it up, man. Thank you for all of you, reaching out to me, want me to add y'all to my network, to my contacts on LinkedIn. I'm hoping that I can work with y'all hopefully in the future. We work some things out. If all of you listening, man, I'm ready to work with some of y'all out there. You know, my email address, leealston1970.la@gmail.com. leealston1970.la@gmail.com. Hey, man, why don't y'all reach out to me and get at me? If y'all got some music, something y'all want to do, y'all want to collaborate, get at me, man. Y'all can find me real strong on LinkedIn. A lot of y'all been coming to LinkedIn, reaching out to me. And I appreciate that for your comments, for your likes and all that, especially those of you on number1music.com. Thank y'all so much for coming aboard. Man, you're joining the Gullah Soul team here, man. All of us, man, with just one love. Amen. I'm going to thank y'all for what y'all are doing out there. Support me. Put me on your playlist. And so,
We
got a lot of good praise for y'all tonight, a lot of good praise music tonight. So y'all just come on in the circle, man. Y'all come on in. Join the party. You might as well. We're going to be church quaking it all night. Even when y'all miss this program, go back, man. Go back to Soul Power Music Radio, and y'all can go to all these programs on demand. So you can church quake all day, all night.
Yeah, man.
I'm fired up tonight, Ms. Inez.
I can see. God is here in the atmosphere. Come on.
Yeah,
now.
Man.
Let's do something. Yes. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna do some praise shout music first off. Let's get them with their feet going and everything else. Come on, come on, let's clean up those cars. Come on.
Hallelujah.
going to get started tonight. Have them running up and down the aisles already at the house and around the table and everything else. The next song is Church Quake. What is Church Quake? Is it like an earthquake, Church Quake, or is it just kind of just a mellow? Because we're not going to be mellow music tonight. We're going to do something different. So what are we doing on Church Quake?
Yeah, what y'all know about the quake out there, man. Everybody be church quaking. That means getting your praise on for the Lord. Church quake, man.
Yes. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We didn't even let Miss Andy speak. I'm sorry. Let's let the first lady of the Austin House. Yes, she's there. I hear her giggling in the background.
Trying to get that phone line in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Miss Lady.
I took a break. Hey, everybody. I'm listening to my husband. He fired up. Got me fired up over here.
See there? That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm serious. Yes. Earthquake like an earthquake. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah. Making everything. Like, what's her name? Carol, what's the child's name? My life is like a tapestry. You know, I feel the earth move under my feet. Well, we're feeling the earthquake out here today. Carol King, that's it.
Carol King, man.
We have a earthquake. Yeah, so we're going to play some earthquake. Y'all let us know if you like earthquake, and because your feet are going to start to move. So here we go with some earthquake. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love these songs. Love them, love them, love them, love them, love them, love them. Celebrate, you know, dance to the music, but this is a celebrate that Lee created. What is Celebrate Jesus about?
Man,
we already know what
Jesus
it's about, but
what
you
it
know,
is, man.
You know,
man, celebrate
it is.
Celebrate his life, celebrate his love, celebrate the legacy he left for us here, man, and, man, just celebrate everything. Jesus Christ, man, he is good, man, all of that,
all
man.
All the time.
Good, all, yeah, man, for real. I got to celebrate him. Everybody need to celebrate him.
Yeah.
We still church quaking. We still church quaking, man.
Yes. Got to take me higher.
On the street.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Where's Angie at? Angie, come on now. Get up in there. Come on. If we were all in one room, boy, ain't us. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Hey. I'm going to have to play that again. Take me higher.
Higher.
Come on, Ange.
Take me higher. Yeah, man.
Yeah. We're going to celebrate. So we might have to come back to church quick because we're going to celebrate Jesus. And we're coming back to church because it's going to take us higher. How? Yes, we are.
So long, man. Oh, wow, man. Golly. Yeah, man. That's a jam right there, man. Yeah.
See? I've been bringing them back.
Yeah, man. Ultimate praise for you tonight, man. For sure, man. Yeah.
Hey, shoot. With these songs that you have, shoot, we can have disco for Jesus. Shoot. That's
yeah,
all
man.
I'm
sure.
We just be having our church quake and have our feet going, do the church quake slide and everything else. And Yes. This next song is Glory Be to God. You want to tell us about Glory Be to God?
Oh, yeah, man. Glory be to God is basically, man, that's what it is. We need to, you know, we need to do like the word of God teaches us, man, and glorify God,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and not make idols and gods out of people,
right.
out of things, man. We need to understand who we need to idolize, and that's him. And that's why in
okay.
this particular piece, I call it Glory Be to God, man, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, for real.
All the way.
Sure.
Every day, all the way. Yes. Okay. So, y'all, glory be to God. And if you miss these songs, y'all always can go to n1m.com/LeeAlston and listen. So, because they're out
That's
there too. So glory be to God. Yes. Look, go to the profiles and just check them out. Here we go. Glory be to God. Yes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Come on, man.
Mind to receive all you have for me. To you I want to be nearer. I want to see things clearer. As far as we know, getting ready for the big show.
As the world turns, we seem to get dizzier and dizzier. The Lord looking at us, saying, what's wrong with ya? The mental state of ya, you think repentance is below ya. Let the Holy Word show ya, shed some light on ya, wrote the words for ya. Holy Word says he'll heal the land if you turn from your wicked ways and give God all the praise, live holy every day. But the world lives in a world of make-believe, where the enemy deceives, caught up in money, TV, and movie screens. Your reality is the tube and Facebook. Devil got your mind took on a journey where right's wrong and wrong's right. All morals gone, hearts turned to stone. Yes, your mind's blown, can't see it cause you're too far gone. You watch channel zero so your eyes bleed, losing all sensitivity. You see men as trees, but spiritually we can all overcome. Give our lives to the anointed one, Jesus Christ. He paid the price, it was all POD, so we may live eternally. Yeah. That's right, yeah, come on.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes a spiritual mind to receive all you have for me. To you I want to be nearer. I want to see things clearer. As far as we know, getting ready for the big show. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes a spiritual mind to receive all you have for me. To you I want to be nearer. I want to see things clearer. As far as we know, getting ready for the big show.
Some search for tomorrow as if it was promised. Give your life to Jesus today. Let's preach on this. You see, there's some trying to find their destiny. The word teaches us that our destiny is He. Some will teach and proclaim that our destiny is money, celebrity, fortune, and fame. The Bible teaches us heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will surely stay the same. It's important that we all be born again, saved by grace, free from sin, truly changed within. There's so many things I would like to be, but heaven is my ultimate destiny. And that's word, y'all. Come on, come on.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes a spiritual mind to receive all you have for me. To you I want to be nearer. I want to see things clearer.
Come on now.
As far as we know, getting ready for the big show. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes a spiritual mind to receive all you have for me. To you I want to be nearer. I want to see things clearer. As far as we addiction. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes.
Yes, yes. Glory be to God. Yeah, open your eyes.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I just open your eyes. Don't let me be blind, because God's got something for us. We just got to open our eyes. That's all we got to do.
Yeah, man.
That's all we got to do.
Open those spiritual eyes up and see, man, and let him guide you.
Yeah.
Let the Spirit of the Lord
lead
you. Let him guide. Yeah, man. Let him guide you into your destiny, man, for sure, man. You know, so, open up our spiritual eyes, you know, and let him do the thinking for us. And let him direct our path. You know what I'm saying? He'll never lead us wrong, man. He'll do that.
Nope.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. I'm a firm believer.
God is definitely good. Yes.
Y'all be encouraged out there, man. We know, man. Everybody's going through things and things happen. But tonight is a special night for y'all, man. Every night is special, man. Every day is special. But, man, I just want to encourage. We all want to encourage everybody tonight, man, who's listening. Hey, man, just hold on to God's unchanging hands, man. He'll never change.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Constant. So, man, y'all just be encouraged out there, y'all. Hold on, man, and you know, and just trust in God, man. And he's a way maker, and, man, he will and he can help you in whatever situation you're in. Just know that. I'm not just saying that to say it. I'm saying it because I live it. I'm saying it because I have a testimony. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just be encouraged out there, man. We got praise going on tonight, man. So ain't nobody
got to be
in a slump. Hey, you know what I'm saying, Ms. Inez, Angie? Ain't nobody that got to be in no slump tonight. You in the right place at the right time, baby. Y'all might as well come on and build your praise on with us. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Hey. You can be by yourself and get your praise on, you know, Sue. I know people are texting me. I'm on. I'm listening to Turfquake. I'm doing it. Hey, so we got people out there.
Hey, y'all. We have a worldwide church tonight. Worldwide church. Y'all might as well come on in the circle, man. Call some folks. Hey, we have a church tonight. Worldwide. Tell them. Join the party.
What you say? Church without walls, huh? That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah, man. Church without walls.
You showing up,
man. Yeah.
You're reaching the whole world. You're showing up without walls, ain't you? Yeah,
man. There you go. That part right there. That
broadcast
part.
Worldwide, man.
Yes.
Y'all in the right place at the right time, the right moment.
Hello.
Yeah, man.
All up in your atmosphere. Is that what you said? Right.
Yeah, I'm all up in here in your atmosphere, and I'm too near you, not to near you, baby. I'm all up in here. Yeah. I tell I'm old school cat. Yeah, man. I'm too near you, not to near you. Yeah, man.
I like that. I'm too. That's all I got to say. I'm done. I am done.
Go home. Yeah, man.
I'm trying to tell you. Okay. And this next song is it's pretty. It's called Water. And it's taken from John 4:10-15. And if y'all are with me, please open up your Bibles to John 4:10-15. When you are there, please say amen. I don't hear you. I hear you turning your pages.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Will you
and they made
stand?
This. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute, Ms. Inez, if I forget. Earlier this week, the supporters, fan base, subscribers, NoreMusic.com, y'all made this song number one again. Thank y'all very much.
I'm done with
y'all. Y'all made it number one last week.
Y'all
made it number one again this week.
Thing.
Thank you. Yeah, man. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, y'all did that. Thank y'all.
See? And so we are now guided to John 4:10-15. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it, as did also his sons and his livestock?" And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. 15.
Yes.
The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. What you say? Give me that living water, that water that I'll never thirst again. And this song is called Water. So when you create songs, there are melodic. You know, you got your Songs of Solomon, which is another day.
Yeah.
But how do you know when to create a song? What wells up in you that makes you create songs from these passages? What just draws you to these passages?
One thing that I always and I constantly teach is when we read the Word of God, you know, we read them spiritually. And to me, for me, these words have life. These are words of life. So when I'm reading these scriptures, when I'm reading them, it's life to me. Every word that I read gets me life spiritually. And so when I'm reading these scriptures, you know what I'm saying, and understanding that Jesus Christ is the living water. He's the Prince of Life. He's the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
And so
you'll never
when you
again.
Talk about living water, you know how water can be poured into you and spiritually bring you back to life. When you are spiritually dead, y'all, only the pouring of Jesus Christ in you can bring you back to life spiritually. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, when you're walking around and we're just existing, don't just exist, but I want to live. I just don't want to exist.
Okay.
I want to live. I want to spiritually live. And so, hey, man, I've been there. I know what it feels like to walk around spiritually dead, y'all. Y'all hear me worldwide? I know what it feels like to walk around spiritually dead. But you know what? One day, when I decided I'm going to take this word of God at face value, that it works in every area of my life, and when I did that, and when I allowed Jesus Christ to pour himself within me, and I let go and let God have his way, man, I began to live man, spiritually. I came alive.
Yes,
bottom line, it's the living water, Jesus Christ.
Yes. That's where you got that church quake and everything else going on. Yes,
sure
sir.
Right. Yeah, man,
yes,
I'm church quaking. I'm church quaking now.
You can't. Yeah, when you get God all up in you, you can't help but have him all up in you. You can't get him off of you. It's like, you know, you be, you know how you be having bugs on you, you be trying to, you know, swat them off and everything. You can't swat off the Holy Spirit of God.
No, and
you
I
can't
don't
do
wanna,
that.
And I don't want to let him go.
I don't
want to leave his presence.
Shoot.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to let him go. I'm holding on to him.
No.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Because once he gets a hold of you, it's like, Lord, what took me so long?
I don't want to let him go. I'm going to hold on to him, man. I'm going to hold on to him until I breathe my last breath and until Jesus comes. I'm holding on.
Hello.
Yeah,
that
man.
Part right there. Hello.
Yeah, you better believe
it.
This is on the screen, baby. This is on the screen.
Go ahead. On the screen. S-K-R,
yeah,
right?
Man.
On the screen.
Yeah, man.
On the screen.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here we go with Water, John 4:10. It's a pretty song, y'all. Y'all will get into it, and you're going to let this water just flow from your head to your toe. Let's let it go. Yes, sir. Yes.
Ooh, that water, the living water. Fill my cup and let it overflow.
Yeah.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm drawing from the well that will never run dry. I drink of him and I'll never thirst again. So I'll drink right here. I'll take my sip.
Come on.
Excuse me, y'all, while I take my sip.
Thank you.
that water, that water, that living water. Jesus, oh, you beautiful soul. My Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my friend. I can't live without you. I got to have it in my life. I just can't make it without you. You are my everything. Yeah. And everything is you. So come on, y'all. Come on, take a drink with me right here.
Yeah, come on, y'all. Take a drink with me.
Come on. Come on, take a drink. Come on. I'm wrapped up. I'm caught up in you. I ain't gonna let you go, because you abide in me and I abide in you.
Yeah.
Oh, such a sweet surrender. Yes, you are. You are the bright morning star, lily of the valley.
Yeah.
The beauty of holiness personified, yeah. You are the Word of God. The Word gives life, and life is beautiful. Ooh, that water. That water, that water, that living water. Wanna throw up my hand. Oh yeah, you do that. Ooh, that water. That water, that water, the living water.
Yeah.
Big shout out to my son, Lee Jr., for doing that percussion for me on that, man. He worked that out. He worked that out for his old man on that one, man. He did a good job on that one, on the percussion for me, man. So big shout out to Lee Jr. on that, man. Yeah, yeah, man. The water. Yeah.
Will you get out of my mind, please? I was going to ask you, are you playing all the instruments on here? It's like, well, dang, you just segue right into that. So, to y'all, first-time listeners, Lee plays a lot of his own instruments, okay? So, I mean, he's just, you know, phenomenal. He just is, okay? So, like you said, we talked collabs the last 2 weeks. So, he's collabed on some other things. He's done some plays, not plays, but scripts for plays and movies and things. The man is phenomenal. If you could say it, you could spell it. Phenomenal.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Glory be to God for that. Yeah, man. I thank him. I thank him for the gift, man.
And the reason why God gave him these things, because and on the eighth day, God says, you don't need them people.
Yeah, I had to, man. Yeah, man. I had to learn all this stuff. I had to learn all this other stuff, man. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. On the AJ, he said,
they allow jealousy, the envy to come in. And, you know, man, uh-huh. that's not a spirit. That's not an attribute of God, man. So, you know, it's got to mm-hmm. be conducive, man. I mean, you got folks coming in the circle, man, with jealousy and envy.
Right.
No, man, mm-hmm. that ain't going to click. It can't work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why I had to learn how to play keyboard and guitar and bass and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn how to play different genres of music. You know,
right,
and so
right.
because I had to be self-sufficient. And so I thank God for,
mm-hmm.
you know, giving me the patience with myself. Yeah, to get
mm-hmm.
in there and get
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah, man, for sure. So
mm-hmm.
now I'm able to work with anybody on any level. And
okay.
I thank God for that, man. So, yeah, man, for sure.
And so what is your background? I mean, I know you told in earlier shows you said you've done symphonies, you've done some of everything. So when did
you
start?
Yeah.
When was
the first
time you picked up an instrument? Okay. When was the first time you picked up an instrument? And what was your first instrument?
Oh, the first instrument I picked up was a guitar. This was back
mm-hmm.
in 79.
Okay.
I was about, I was about 8 years old then. Yeah, that's back in 79.
Dang.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. so I'm, what, Lord willing, I'll be 51 this month, so on the 21st.
What?
So, you know, so I've been in this a long time, y'all. I've been in this a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I've been in symphonic orchestra. I played in symphonic orchestra for a number of years. I went to state playing the symphonic orchestra. I did all that. So I understand
mm-hmm.
how to range. I understand different genres of music. And I'm not stuck in one lane, man. I'm in many lanes when it comes to
mm-hmm.
arranging different genres of music. So, I mean, I'm thankful for that, you know. But, you know, it's hard work and everything. Of course, you know, I get on the air, and this is where I have
uh-huh.
my fun at, you know what I'm saying, letting loose. But behind the scenes, y'all, it's a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yes, because you gotta play, then you have to play other instruments to lay over these instruments. So, I mean,
That's right.
It's all in your mind. So you script this out, or does it just come out naturally?
I have to get a blueprint mentally.
Okay.
And then
that,
you know, I kind of formulate. Is that a word, formulate? It's a word
yes.
now, formulate.
It is today. Yes, it's a word.
It is today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it
I'm going. So it's going to be that. It's going to be that there. That's how I do that. Yeah.
And it was how you do that.
I do that there.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, man.
So
formulate.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Formulate, that is a word. It's just like conversate. That is now a word, conversate. It's like, no, you converse. You don't conversate. You have a conversation and you converse. But now
people
saying, conversate and they formulate.
People are saying, formulate? What are you talking about,
they,
formulate?
Yeah.
Man, I got to get an idea in my head, y'all. I got to get an idea in my head. So I formulate. Yeah, man.
You
got to hesitate.
You
have to
hesitate. Don't hesitate.
Yeah, man.
You're so funny.
In my mindset.
I just love. I mean, just all the music. He does soul, jazz, gospel, spiritual, funk, R&B, instrumental, spoken word, love ballads, hip-hop, Latin, country, classical, rock, zydeco, holistic songs, and he also does collaborates. Yes, that's the word, we collaborate.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
So, only thing I don't see that you do is heavy metal. I'm sure you probably could because you do guitar. So I'm sure I don't know why you call
it
heavy metal.
Oh, no, I got some of that. I got some, as a matter of fact, that's what I
mm-hmm.
used to play back in the 80s. I used to play
with
a metal band and back in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? And so
mm-hmm.
yeah, I have some metal
mm-hmm.
stuff that I did that's actually praise music that I did. I haven't, you know, of course, I hadn't gotten to the vault on that yet, but y'all gonna hear it after a while. I'm gonna drop it on y'all.
Okay.
But yeah, I got some classic metal that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Some heavy metal praise. Y'all gonna hear that soon. And so yeah, man, you sure right. Yeah, I got that too.
See there? There's nothing he can do because you know why? Because he's got God with him. He has to pray up and say, Lord, I need you. And God said, he snaps his finger and says, okay, you got it. Okay, I'm at your beck and call. Okay, That's basically what it is. And that's just how easy God loves a person. It's not that deep. God is very simple. He's not complex. Very simple. I need you, Lord. Okay. All you have to do is ask, and the door is open. He's knocked, you know, and he's there. You know,
and that's word, man. That's simple. That's word right there. That's the word.
Simple and plain. Make it plain. You know, write the vision, make it plain. It's not that deep. It's two words. Come in. Enter in. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you gotta do. We may have to have altar call a little bit later on. But this next song is God Will. Yes, yeah. God Will Never Fail. So talk about that one.
Oh, man, that's exactly what it means. You know, a lot of times I think people have to understand the verbiage we use. I hear people say,
okay,
God has never failed me yet. Okay, when you say yet, to me, that's a word of doubt somewhere up in there. Do you, you know, when you say God will never fail, see, y'all listen. I know I talk Gullah, I know I talk country, but I graduated with honors. You know, language arts was my strong point. That's my thing in language arts. And so I had 100 average in language arts, and I was on honors, and I was actually National Honor Society for many years. And so, but I may not sound like it, but anyway, verbiage, y'all. Yeah, I've learned this. When you can actually say God would never fail, that means you saying that with certainty.
Right.
Okay, so when you say God ain't never failed me yet, okay, is it some?
Are you looking for him?
A little bit
too?
Of doubt in there somewhere. That's why you say it yet. Mm-hmm. Are you not expecting him to do what he said he can do for you? So when you say it with certainty, you know what I'm saying? God will never fail.
Ever.
No yet. Nothing. Yet is a word that it brings about doubt, man. And when you start saying yet all the time, you know, how can you activate your faith for real if you keep putting yet at the end of that? It shouldn't be a yet at all. It should just be God would never fail, period. Exclamation mark.
Right.
Yet is like just a question mark when you're saying that. You know what I'm saying? In a sense, as I'm hearing that, you know what I'm saying? So I had to change my verbiage. At one point in my life.
Okay.
At some point in my life, I had to change my verbiage. The Bible teaches us, man, you know, that, faith come right here and hear by the word of God. So when I learned how to just say God would never fail, and then I begin to say that over and over again, and I'm going to say, oh, man, you know what? He will never fail. But if you keep saying yes all the time and you wonder why haven't I gotten to the next plateau or the next level in my life, it's not God. A lot of times it's us. God cannot move without him. You got to have faith in God, man. So stop saying yet and just leave it as it is. God will never fail, period. God will never fail, exclamation mark. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Come on now. Come on, preacher.
That's the artistry in me. That's the artistry. Is that? Yeah, I guess that's, I don't know. It's a word now, artistry in me as an artist.
Artistry
and
is a word.
Bringing that truth out with the word of God in this song. So I want people to understand, listen to the music and enjoy it, but with that, it's got to be a message from the Lord, from him to my heart, to everybody, to all of us. So God would know, and this song is my testimony. So, you know, I'm not the only one, of course, has testimony, but hopefully this will reaffirm your faith in God by listening to somebody say God would never fail. When you listen to this song, and I'm monologuing my testimonies, how God healed my mother of a brain tumor.
Come on.
He healed her. Nobody had to go in and remove it to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My grandmother prayed for my mother. Just back in like 78, and my grandmother prayed for my mother before they took her back to surgery. My grandmother asked the doctor, can I pray for my daughter one more time? Her and my mama, they prayed together, released their faith together, and my grandmother asked the doc, can you take one more x-ray before we take my daughter back? And then she had a brain tumor about the size of a lemon on her brain.
Mm-mm.
When they came back, took the x-ray, they came back and told my grandmother and my mother that the tumor was gone, bottom line.
Mm.
That's a miracle right there. See what I'm saying?
That's God. That's God.
No cussing, anything involved. The doctor said if they had done surgery on my mother, she would have been a vegetable. She wouldn't know my baby, my brother, nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But God gave her deliverance right before they took her
no
back.
Cutting.
And he wiped that cat.
No
he wiped
cutting.
That cancer off. Bottom line, he could
he didn't know.
It.
And what do doctors do when they see stuff like that? All you can say is nothing but God. Nothing but
God. Some of them say I can't believe it, but it don't matter if you don't. It don't matter if nobody else don't believe. You must believe for yourself.
That's right. Yep, that's right.
Just as long
that's
as you
so
believe,
right.
y'all. Listen, as long as just as long as you believe. I have so many people tell me I can't believe it. You know what? It don't matter what you say or what you believe. As long as
right.
I believe, that's all that God wants to speak. It's for me. It's my faith to him. Bottom line. Yeah, man.
God is good, God. Mighty, good God.
All the time.
Let's hear the song, God Will Never Fail, without the yet, because we're not going to put no yets in there. God will never fail.
Yeah.
Church is still going.
Faith in you is strong. You gave me strength to keep holding on. And Lord, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. You picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. That's why I know you will never.
Lord, I know you never fail.
Never, never fail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If God has ever failed you, y'all need to raise your hand. Oh, you can't raise your hand because he's never failed you.
That's right.
So this song is for you. He has never failed you. Now you can count how many times you have failed him. You don't have enough fingers, don't have enough toes, you don't have enough hair on your head. Well, you might have a lot of hair on your head, but anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. You know, we failed him many a times, but God has never failed, never, ever, ever failed.
That's right.
Y'all, we having church tonight. Church, Soul Power Touch Hour, okay? Soul Power Touch Hour.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
This next song is Numbers 23:19. And it's about love, basically. God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? God never fails. Does he promise and not fulfill? God never fails. So all these songs that I do, I try to put them in like a story, so that they, like, one song goes into another. So Numbers 23:19. Lee, it's on you. Talk to us.
Yeah, man. God is not a man that he should lie, bottom line. And so we got to remember that. You know, when he makes a promise to us, man, he ain't going to go back on his word, never.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I want people to understand, you know, that a lot of times, if we're not progressing, I believe I talked on that a little bit earlier, if we're not progressing, we cannot fault God for that. It's us. We have to align ourselves with him, with his word. You know what I'm saying? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all these things should be added unto you. That's scripture. That's word. When we do then, you know, expect God to do some things in your life, man, to give you that increase, you know what I'm saying, to progress you. But, man, let me tell you something, man, I learned the hard way. I learned the hard way. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the first one to tell anybody. Worldwide. I learned the hard way because I thought that I could do it myself.
Well,
I thought Lee also could do everything myself. And you know what? When I got tired of hitting dead ends, you know, and I'm speaking figuratively, hitting, you know, dead ends, brick walls, and going nowhere, then I had to really come to myself and realize I cannot do anything without God being in my life for real. And that's the key part. Last you ever said, for real. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be a real relationship with God, and I learned that the hard way. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm glad I woke up, my spiritual eyes open. And I realized, I was just like that, the prodigal son, you know, when he realized he didn't have to be in the mud, eating with the hogs and all that, eating fly.
Right,
and he realized, hey, I can go back home. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be this way. You know what I'm saying? So I had the same experience for myself spiritually. I woke up, I realized I don't have to be in this slump. I don't have to be in this state that I'm in. I can always go back to my father, man, and he can make things right for me. Yeah, man. Yeah, he'll never lie. Yeah, man.
Ever, ever, ever. See there? And this, a true love never lies. That's some
that's
of the
right.
words
he's,
in the song.
Yeah, man. He's true love all the way. Real love.
True. For sure, for sure, for sure. So how many pads did you have to put underneath your rear so you didn't have to keep falling on your keister and keep getting pulled up?
I lost count. I lost count, man. I lost count, man. You know what I'm saying? My mind was so my mind was so thrown and gone, man. I didn't know I was coming or going half the time. But you know what? I'm glad I woke up one day and saw the light, and I saw the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad I did that. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I had people in my life that planted seed in my life, you know, and poured into me, and I finally woke up and remembered the things that I was taught. You know what I'm saying? So my mama, grandmama and them, all, you know, folks in my life, man, dad and all them, you know, and different ones in my life, man, I had to go back and remember what they told me and what they taught me. And, you know, we get grown. Think, man, I don't, you know, man, I'm grown now. I got my own place. I do what I want to do. It don't work like that. You know, it don't work like, it ain't going to work, man. So I had to go back to what I know, and that's the truth. Yeah, man. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
The truth is right there, and it never lies. So we got True Love Never Lies, Numbers 23:19. Yes.
True love never lies.
For those of you in the secular world, that's like Cupid, you know. Cupid, you know, it's just still love. Cupid, you know, true love never lies. That's a song right there, though. That's a song right there. So who do we have for shout-outs tonight?
Oh, I just want to give a big shout-out to you all on knowingmusic.com. And, you know, for those of you listening tonight, I'm going to give a big shout-out to y'all tonight. For tuning in, wherever you are, man, I hope and pray, man, for you, man, that God will continue to bless your life, for real, you know what I'm saying, so that, you know, you may walk with the peace of God and you may prosper, you know what I'm saying. So big shout out to all these listeners tonight that tune in.
Yeah.
And the praise party tonight with us tonight, man. Yeah, man, so it's enough church happening tonight. You Lord willing, tomorrow, man, you get your day going, you should still be full, man. You should be full. Amen. With God's joy, peace, love, healing, everything. Anything you need, he's got it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad he was able to join in with y'all tonight. And so grateful for all of you. Put me on your playlist and add me to your network, vice versa. God bless y'all, and I hope y'all have a prosperous evening and the rest of your week.
Yes.
Prosperous. Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah,
yes, yes, yes. You want to shout out to anybody, Miss Angie?
Yes, I just want to say I'm glad to be a part of the show, and I'm proud of my husband. He's doing a beautiful job with his music and collaborating with others, and you just keep moving with the Lord, honey, and letting him guide you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I love her.
Yeah.
Keep moving with the Lord, honey. I love that. Just keep on keeping on. I want to shout out to my listeners who keep joining in each week. You know, thank you for joining us and supporting Lee and his, I don't want to say movement, I guess, because it's, you know, we have different things each week. Last 2 weeks we had collaborations. Tonight we had church. We just needed some church music this week, and I'm just so glad that we got to hear some church music. But I want to thank everybody for joining in. And appreciate you all. You just don't understand, you know, just knowing that you're in that corner listening, it just means so much to me and so much to him and his wife. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm talking about my ride and die girl, Rhonda, out of Maryland. I'm going to give her the gold star of the year because she may be working, but she still comes on every week. She comes on every week. Yes, she does.
Yeah,
yes, she does. Yes,
so
She may be quiet, but she says, what y'all doing tonight? Why on a Thursday night? I got to go here, but I'm coming on. So she had to do something prior to, but she's here listening. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you worldwide, everybody. This next song is called Old Church. Talk about Old Church. What's about Old Church? Come on, Lee, talk about Old Church.
Yeah, man, Old Church is an old school song, man. I remember back in the early 70s, man, I was a small child, baby, my grandmother, my mom and them used to sing this song down there, Shorter Chapel AME, big shout to Shorter Chapel AME down there, Southeast GA, man, down there, Low Country down there, man. And so off I-17 down there, if y'all through there that way, y'all go visit Shorter Chapel AME, man, down on I-17 down there in Georgia. But my grandmother used to sing this song, and I remember this song when I was a kid. And so I decided to do my version of it. Old Church, What's the Matter Now? It's real simple, man. You know, a lot of folk don't love like they used to love. They don't treat one another like they used to treat one another. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, it just things, you know, time don't change, man. People don't understand something.
Right.
Time does what it does every day. It's people that change. And so it's like people understand that, you know, they say, well, people change, you know, time has changed. No, times ain't changed, man. Time does what it does every day. It just does what it does around the clock.
Same 24 hours.
People are the ones that change. You know what I'm saying? When God creates something, man, he does it for real, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we got to understand something, man, that people change. And so, you know, of course, you know, with everything else is going on, you know, people caught up in technology and cell phones and everything else and computers and everything else, and people don't spend time with one another like they used to and all that kind of stuff. And so, man, this is back in the early 70s, but you know what? That song is still relevant even right now in 2021. And so, man, so Old Church, What's the Matter Now? You know what I'm saying? So, that's basically all it's about,
Speaking to the people. So here we go. Oh, church, what's the matter now? Oh, church,
Oh, church, what's the matter now?
What's the matter now?
Say, oh, church.
What's the matter now?
You don't shout.
You don't shout
like
Also do Southern Gospel Quartet too. So yeah, man, I'm pretty versatile. Yeah,
you versatile. Is that a word? No, I'm just messing with you.
Versatile.
You're versatile.
Versatile or versatile?
Yes. Whatever you say, it is. Formulate versatile. You know, you whatever you want to say, wherever you call them from, wherever you however you want to say it. We get the gist of it. Versatile. Man, I'm versatile. Are you versatile, too? I'm versatile, I told you. Yes, you're versatile. No, I'm versatile. Just like, it's not Crystal, it's Crystal. Oh, wow. No, it is. It is. Formulate is a word. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Formulate is a word. Conversate. It is now in the Webster Dictionary. It used to be, like I said, who conversates? That would just burn me up, but it's converse. We converse. Now we conversate. So, you know, we have all these added words and stuff. But this next song is called Wonderful Change. Oh, church, you know, we don't do what you used to, but a wonderful change comes over us after we do change. And so let's talk about Wonderful Change.
Yeah, Wonderful Change is the new life that for me happened when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about the words. It was also in my heart. Like the Word of God teaches that. You got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. It's twofold. You got to do both of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
When
I made up my mind one day, that's what I wanted to do. And so, you know, man, everything became new. You know what I'm saying? I became a new creature. Old things have passed away. That's Word. You know what I'm saying? So I became this new person. You know what I'm saying? This whole new man. You know what I'm saying? Walking in the fullness of God's grace, his mercy, his light. You know what I'm saying? And
I'm thankful
for that. So, yeah, this is a wonderful change for me. A wonderful change. Yes,
a wonderful change. That used to be a song, too. Wonderful. I think it's Wonderful Change. Yeah, it is a song. Somebody used to sing that at church, but it's different than You're a Wonderful Change, but it's still a wonderful change.
Yeah.
It's always
yeah.
a wonderful change when you meet Jesus. So here we go with Wonderful Change. Yes.
I was bound by a heavy burden, disgraced by guilt and shame. I've been touched by the hand of Jesus. I'll forever praise Your holy name. I'll shout to the highest hills. I'll tell it in the valleys low, 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 how You saved my soul. And You made me whole. Ooh, what a change. What a wonderful change. What a wonderful change in my life. Wonderful Savior, I remember the day He saved my soul. Praise flows from the depths of my heart. Spiritual bond is unbreakable. I shout to the highest hills. In the valleys low, 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 how You changed my life. And You made me whole.
Yeah, You did that.
Ooh, what a change. Change, a beautiful change. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, what a change, a wonderful change.
You can't have nothing but love for somebody who's changed your life. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't
That's
have
right.
nothing but love. I mean, like, you and Angie, you don't have nothing but love because she came into your life, you came into her life, and, you know,
right.
now there's love,
yeah.
you know, angels and cherubs and hearts, and every time you guys see each other, like, you come running towards each other, and I'm just messing with y'all. But it's almost like
that's
the same.
That's true. That's true.
You know how you run towards each other, you know, that slow motion through the flowers.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
just see you guys. You know, that's the same thing coming towards God. It may be slow at first, and it's just that love and just that ray of sunshine and that just that brightness. And it's like, okay, why didn't I do this earlier? What took me so long? Why did
yeah,
it take
yeah.
me so long to change? You know, it's
mm-hmm.
and I know we're talking to worldwide, and it's, you know, it's not that deep. You know, it's not that hard to come to Christ. It's not that hard
no.
to accept Christ.
No,
the way that Lee talks and the songs that he sings, I want to get to heaven as soon as I can, but I'll wait. But, I mean, just the steps to get there, it's not that hard. Just accept him and you'll be all right, you know, because
right.
look
That's
at
right.
the things that he's done for Lee. I mean, he's at 435,000 views on his profile. We're trying to get to 500,000. We're not that far. I mean, it might have been slow going at first, but now, look, with everybody joining in, chiming in, look at it.
Yeah, man.
It's just like,
yeah.
it's wonderful. It's a wonderful change, you know, being on this radio station and him allowing me to be a part of his and Angie's life. It's because he didn't have to. He could have, you know, said, oh, I'm just going to have my wife be my my hostess. But, hey, now I'm excited. I get excited when I hear songs and I, you know, promote him and, you know, do all these things. And everybody is coming to him and subscribing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Continue with that subscribe. Continue following. Continue to go to n1n.com/LEEALSTON.
Yeah, man.
And to get in touch with him, go to Lee Alston, LEEALSTON1970.LA@gmail.com. Get in contact with him because he could do some wonderful changes in your life. You know, just being in his presence is almost, I won't say being in God's presence, but I mean, just his aura would change you because his worth ethics and everything else, he will get what you want done. He had a sick man singing a song, two songs, as a matter of fact, on the collabs that we had last week. So
that's right.
He could change your life, and it would be a wonderful change. So y'all contact him if you have a poem.
Yeah,
his wife did a poem. It was a beautiful poem, and then put music to it. And it's like, you know, there you go with the running through the fields and seeing the flowers and everything. But, you know, hearts and everything and little cherubs flying around. And, but no, I'm just messing with y'all. But, I mean, just I mean, because God – I never met him. I've only met him over the phone. So we have never met personally. But the way we talk, we act like we've been here together forever and never and every day. But it's just the connection that we have. We have that connection because we have God in us. And so I thank you. So this next song is called A Wonderful World. And this is Acapulco, as they say, as I used to say. Can you sing Acapulco? What? Acapulco. Acapella. And so this next song is beautiful. It's called What a Wonderful World. And once you hear it, you'll understand. So what made you want to sing this song, acapella? Because you got variety. You got some everything. So go ahead and talk to us.
Yeah, I just wanted to do something different, very different, no music, just vocal tones. And, you know, of course, you know, being a serious musician, you have to study others who have paved the way. So, you know, listening to Louis Armstrong, of course, when he did this song, and then I heard Luther's version of it. And so I'm like, you know, those two right there, man, you know, I'm, you know, and I said, okay, I'm just going to do my version in my lane, you know what I'm saying? And so I just want to use my natural vocal tones and just sing the song, you know, and just kind of, you know, just, you know, let my emotion out, how I view the world, you know, you know, in this current condition and everything else, man, and past as well. So we just wrapped it all up in this song in an acapella version.
And I want to raise my hand. I got a question. Have you ever thought of singing a song in Gullah?
You know, when I get to it, it just so many things always come up. So many things always come up, you know, sometimes when, I'm on LinkedIn or something like that. I'll actually you know write or scribe in Gullah and everything, and so just kind of show people out there I'm for real 100% Gullah bloodline. You know what I'm saying? So I thought about it, but I have so many other projects that come up a lot of times, and then work with other people, getting their projects done, and I got other things getting ready to happen as well, business wise, and so, you know, you know, I'll get around to it one day. But
that's
my mind.
Okay. So this is his Acapulco version of, I'm just messing, a cappella version of What a Wonderful World. It's very nice, very nice. Let's listen.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn more than I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And that's our show for today. As we close, that's beautiful. That is just beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
That's beautiful. That is just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, you got a gem on your hands, Miss Angie, so you better keep him, you know, keep him close. Because he's just so, so, so talented. And y'all are missing out if you don't collab with him, okay? So, you know, you have all these other people who collab with this Dr. Dre and this person, Drake and so forth, and T.I. and so on and so forth. But collabing with Mr. Lee Alston, that is a treasure right there. That is a treasure right there. So our souls were fed for show today during the Soul Power Church Hour from the Vault from Lee Alston, and you're listening to Soul Food in the background because we definitely fed our souls with his music, his church music, his touch music, CHU, touch. And we just love him to death for all that he's bringing to him, taking the time out on either Thursday night or Friday nights. That's our normal night today. We brought it to you on Thursday so you could always replay it through the weekend and make suggestions. Say, hey, I like that song. I'd like to hear. Or call in. You guys are always welcome to call in at 516-418-5857. So if you don't have that number, you can always go back and listen to the program again and call in and say, hey, Lee, because one of the listeners today says, I wanted to call in and encourage him, but I didn't know how. It's like, okay, so I have to make sure I give that number out in case people do want to call in. So we want to thank you, worldwide listeners, for joining us again this evening from church, as they say, and welcome to our new countries who are tuned in to The Vault. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Alco Designs. And before we leave, we're going to leave you with Jesus So Right, but I want to hear from Miss Angie. She wants to say something before we clock out.
Sure. I just enjoyed the show as always, and look forward to the next show. And thank you, Miss Inez, for everything that you do. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for having me in your Gullah Soul family. Lee, would you like to say any last words?
Oh, no, man, I'm good. I want to sort of thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And for those that get a chance to call in, you know, I thank y'all for listening and just tuning in, man. I thank God for y'all out there, man. Thank y'all very much. And for everything that you do, Ms. Inez, and all of y'all, everybody, Gullah Soul Unit, Gullah Soul Music Family, Gullah, you know, everything Gullah, man, all of y'all. I just want to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. Much love. Yeah, man. So.
Thank you. As we go to Jesus, so right, as we close our evening. He is definitely so right. Amen. Yeah, man.
You know I love you always, thinking of you. Lord, you're mine, oh mine. With you, I'm doing just fine. You fill my soul with peace. Oh, such a sweet relief. I abide in you, and you abide in me.
Ain't nobody
do me the way you do. Your love is oh so
ain't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding
ain't
on.
Nobody.
You make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Yeah, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody
do me like the way you do. Your love is oh so
can't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
you make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life. Thank God I'm sanctified. Yes, I can feel your fire. The Lord fill my cup and let it overflow with love. You made me new, washed me through and through. I owe you my life. Jesus, you're so right.
Can't nobody
do me like the way you do. Yes, your love is so
can't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody.
You make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Yeah, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody.
You do me like the way you do. Your love is oh so
ain't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Ain't nobody
you do me like the way you do. Your love is oh so
true. Ain't nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody.
You make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody.
You do me like the way you do. Your love is oh so
true. Nobody.
Yes, your love makes me strong. Gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody.
You make me feel the way I feel. Yeah, yeah, you're the real, real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody.
Yeah. You make me feel the way you do. Yes, your love is so, so
can't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Ain't nobody.
Thank you again, worldwide listeners, for joining us this week. Please join us next Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern.
Lee Austin, Gospel Music Vault, Fridays, 8 p.m. Central Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with my co-host, Ms. Inez. Yeah, y'all, for more of my music, go to numberonemusic.com/Lee Austin to hear more of this Gullah Soul. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, you're in the right place at the right time, the right moment. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, where the party at? Come on. Oh, yeah. It's right here, y'all. Come on. Yeah, man.
Good night. Be safe.